Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Spooky edition. Today we got a very special guest. By the way, the ladies, Chelsea and JC, took the day off and they let Chester here, that's me, and my good pal Jasper over here.
Hey everyone, I'm Jasper.
They let us have the honor of taking over their Halloween episode. And we also have a very special guest with us. She's looking banging, may I say.
Hi boys.
Hey, Tracy.
This is our friend Tracy. We just met her this weekend at the pool.
Yeah, I'm Tracy. I'm from Georgia. Wait, I gotta figure out
you're
my
you're from Georgia? I thought you were from Vegas. You lied to me.
No, I just recently relocated to Vegas. Oh. I'm a pool girl because, you know, I've just really always been obsessed with Vegas. I love the bright, shiny lights. Something about them is just always, I've been drawn to them ever since I was a little girl in Georgia.
Anyway. Wow, so you're like a bright, shiny light to me, Tracy.
We saw her at the pool. So first of all, me and Chester, we did not plan to be on this vacation together. Let's get that out of the way first thing.
Not one bit. I would never plan a vacation with this man.
All right. Come on.
I'm joking. But it wouldn't be to Hawaii. It would be to Vegas to visit our friend Tracy on a weekend alone, if you know what I mean.
Go to the casino. So we went to Hawaii. We saw each other at the pool. We said, there is no way.
There is no doggone way that you're here, mister.
He's with his wife and kids. I'm with my wife and kids, but we're trying to get away from him. So we're hanging out with Tracy for the weekend. And I did get you this beautiful lei. And this is for a beautiful lady, if I might say. So this is for you, Tracy.
Wow.
Well, I'll be gosh darn, you got laid. You got laid by Jasper before I got my hands on you.
I've never had such a gentleman give me such a beautiful gift. Thank you so much.
The bar is on the floor. That is the bare minimum you deserve to get laid. Anyways, let me put my fedora on.
I always knew I'd find a man here in Hawaii.
You did? What made you have that impression? You don't have much luck in Vegas. I find that hard to believe, Miss Tracy. With those two Golden Globes you got on your chest, I feel like it's very easy for you to find a man who's going to treat you right.
Yeah, but I haven't been laid in Vegas.
Well, that seems like the gosh darn your own fault.
Tracy, what brings you to Hawaii, if I might ask? Solo vacation, try and find yourself?
So in Georgia, they don't really believe in a lot of things like, you know, spirituality and, you know, more like holistic treatments. And so I figured I would go to the islands and, you know, really just try and find myself because in Vegas, it can be very dark.
Are you into all that crystal stuff, those crystals? Yeah.
You know, there's one and only truth in the world, and that's the Holy Bible. That's, we know that. I know that for sure.
I don't believe a lot of what Jasper says, but I believe that.
And if you're into these crystals,
Get that witchery away from me.
Get that away from us, because that's not welcome here.
But Gwyneth Paltrow told me to shove a yoni egg up my cooter.
Okay.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow can definitely get it.
And Kourtney Kardashian's got that one, like, pooch thingy.
Poosh, and I'd like to push something into.
I just really like to follow everything that she says. And if you hear my accent coming in and out, it's because, you know, sometimes the Southern comes out, and then sometimes my Vegas girl comes out. So just ignore that.
You're into the Kardashians.
I don't care how you sound.
I would love to meet a Kardashian. Do you know any of them?
Oh, please. I'm telling you, they act like they're Christian. They say they believe. Have you seen the posts on Instagram? We've talked about this before.
I've seen them. Don't tell my wife.
Okay. And me and Chester have been speaking about this to our kids, and we've been speaking about it amongst ourselves as well, that, of course, as you know, women control men's thoughts with the way they dress. And that's why when you wear this with the legs out, we have thoughts about you, don't we, Chester?
And it's not our fault. It's your fault.
And it will always be your fault.
But if you believe in God, then don't you believe that my body is a temple and God made me this way and that I am beautiful and that God's work is to be admired? That's what they taught me down in the South.
I don't know all that gobbledygook that you're talking about, but you sure look pretty when you said it.
And just cover up the temple. That's what I gotta say. Cover it up. Unless you want me to do bad.
I'm just saying right now, you don't have to cover up nothing for me, honey.
Chester, that's not what you were saying last night when we were talking about the Bible.
Well, you know what? I've had a couple drinks and I've had a realization. Life is to be lived to its fullest. And I'll do the crystals with you.
Ooh.
I think I'm getting into the zodiac signs as well. I think
the zodiac.
I'm a Capri sun.
And I'm a Pegasus or Sagittarius.
Yeah, that's why we go so well.
Yeah, that's why
our moons really line up.
Uh-huh, and the rising as well.
Yeah, I've
from
heard
the
about
ashes,
that.
If you will.
Yeah.
You're giving me Taurus rising energy.
Mm.
And I love Taurus men.
What am I giving?
You're giving...
I can tell you what I can give you.
You're giving me Cancer like energy because feel like you'd give me crabs.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, I don't know what you said, but keep touching me.
Anyways, Halloween's just around the corner, and we're going to read some very spooky stories today to our beautiful, beautiful listeners.
What if I get scared?
Well, you can take comfort in me, sweetie. That's one thing I got for you. Just nuzzle up to me, and I can give you something real nice.
Please,
Jasper.
I'm not
gonna say what it is on camera.
Please. I bet I could beat you in an arm wrestling match right now. But I can't because my wrist hurts.
Yeah. He got arthritis.
I'm working on it. That is violating HIPAA, okay? Don't be telling the fans. Don't be telling I think they're called Valley Girls. Don't be telling them about that. They don't need to know what it's like to get old and ugly. I wouldn't either.
Anywho, we're going to get into these very spooky stories. One thing about me, I don't get scared of this shiz. This stuff don't bother me. So, like I said, if you need a shoulder to cry on, if you get scared, Tracy, just come on my way. Chester's a scaredy cat. Let me tell you that. And he's going to tell you
No.
He's getting scared watching.
I got four magical words that I say. Get thee hence, Satan, when I see something scary, and it works every time.
But now that you've been into the crystals, he ain't going to listen to you.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, our phones are almost dead.
We've been using them too much today.
If you didn't know, Jasper just bought a house.
Yeah. How's that going, Jasper?
I am a homeowner now, and you know, it's going well.
Took you 60 years.
Yeah, it did take a while, but I haven't been to your house. I've heard a lot about it, but...
Listen, everyone goes through tough times, okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm still recovering from the 2008 recession.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Anyway, we have the same job, so technically you should be making the same amount of money, and you should be able to do the same things as me. But anyway,
what is it that you two lads do?
That's neither here nor there. Well, we are exterminators, if you must know, and we do take care of rats and we take care of pests. If you got rats in your house, well, be sure to take care of them. If you got pests, you got termites. We can do a whole lot of things. Tell them what we have. Tell them what
the
else
termite
we do,
thing felt pointed.
We can take care of whatever nasty thing you have in your house.
I told them before we started recording this that I've got a termite situation. So I might need you two gentlemen to come over to my house.
Yeah, I don't mess with that stuff.
We can do that later.
I'm
hit
ready.
The casino, find some ladies, have some drinks.
Sure.
We travel.
I'm work. Down.
We travel for work a lot, don't we, Chester?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got to travel for our work. That's what we tell our wives.
We got one of those nice business travel cards, racking up those points.
That's right.
Going who knows where, wherever the wind takes us, wherever those silver wings take us.
Do you have any, before we get into these very spooky stories, do you have any life updates for us, Tracy, that you would like to share with these here, I think they call them Valley Girls or something?
I gotta really do the Southern accent. Well, I actually have a podcast myself, and I just went through a little bit of a rebrand. So, formerly known as the Ty French Podcast, Ty French is my boyfriend. He now likes to call our podcast Tyrants. And so that went live yesterday, and my first episode will go live tomorrow. I actually am doing it with some other exterminators that I know. So, stay tuned for that.
Are you cheating on us, Tracy?
You know other exterminators?
Maybe my boyfriend booked y'all, but I don't know. I don't communicate with the exterminators.
Maybe that's our job we got tomorrow, Chester.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that is.
Maybe
we'll see.
Have to look at our schedule. Maybe
I'll see you because I've got a few rats in my house.
Oh.
And like I said, termites.
Real men don't take days off, so we're working on vacation. So
exactly.
Maybe we'll be there.
Working hard to put the food on the table for
working
our
working 9 to 5.
Complain 24/7 to us and spend all our money. Bunch of hags. We're sick of them, and that's why we're with you, Tracy.
This is just a breath of fresh air, let me tell you that much.
I don't got my kids yapping in my ear. I got my mom, my wife talking about, well, we
your
can't
mom.
Afford this and that.
Your mom. May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
I'm
beautiful woman. Beautiful. Beautiful woman. All right, let's get into these stories. My fedora's starting to hurt.
I had to take mine off for a little
take
break.
It off. I want to see your hair.
Oh, Tracy.
Jasper's been growing it in.
I have a few hairs. If you can look closely, squint a little, honey. Hope your eyesight isn't too good. But these sunspots on my head, I haven't been putting SPF 50 on it. Well, recently,
yeah,
my daughter's
neither.
Been telling me about all the skincare on the TikTok, so I started putting sunscreen on my head. Stay tuned.
I think that's a little late.
You been on that tickety tack?
Yeah.
Again, Jasper? I thought your wife banned you from going on there.
Well, I got a secret account.
I thought you were looking at those cosplay videos.
Hey, we don't need that on the internet. I was looking at something, and I did get it banished from her. I got banned. My account got banned.
Your wife gave me the password so that I could watch over you and if
yeah,
you needed
right.
to get on.
Yeah, right.
I got it for you.
Well, like, so you could watch his favorites.
Well, yeah, right. Listen, it's none of your business, Tracy, what I do in my private life. Okay?
That's right. And leave it to the men. We'll do what I want. We want. You on the yeah. other hand.
By the way, what's your body count?
What does that mean? How many people I've met?
Oh, never mind. I can already tell. But I don't want to know the answer.
I can already tell. Is it higher? Or do you think it's higher or low?
Oh, high for sure.
I'm saving myself for marriage. I don't know what you guys are alluding to. I am a nice Southern woman. I know I might look like I'm tough on the exterior, but that is because the Vegas Strip has forced me to be a strong, confident
you don't
woman.
Really look,
I save myself for God.
Yeah,
you don't really look tough. You look nice and soft and able to be grabbed, okay. if I'm being honest here. You don't look like a tough cookie. You look a soft, chewable.
Soft what?
That's the Jergens lotion.
Anyway, we're going to get into these very spooky stories, as I've said 5 times.
Yeah, let's get into these stories.
Right.
You
okay,
guys, my accent went in and out 10,000 times. I can't do it.
I don't know where you were from in that little saga.
I was a transatlantic Southern whore.
We love it. We love it. You guys wrote in the scariest thing that's ever happened to you, and we do this every year. This is a long-awaited episode. Some people love it, some people hate it, and this is the only episode they skip, which I respect.
We respect wholeheartedly.
We respect if you need to take an episode off for your mental health, because these stories will keep you up at night. They really will. So we're going to read them and react to them, and let's get into it.
I'm already scared.
You want to go first?
The scariest thing in the room is you two.
Yeah, that's true.
Spookiest thing is this mustache in my actual mouth.
The spooky thing is how this is making my skin crawl underneath this mustache because my skin is having an allergic reaction to the adhesive.
Same.
Okay, I'll go first. As I was growing up, I had a strong belief in ghosts, mostly because my mom had shared with me multiple of her firsthand experiences.
I always felt like she had a sixth sense for those kinds of things, but it never occurred to me that I might also be in the same position. To set the stage, my family lives across the street from a really large cemetery. It sits on the side of a mountain and it has a great view of our city. It's honestly a really gorgeous and peaceful area, so my mom and I would walk there often. One evening as we were walking, the sun was setting on the horizon and the sky was filled with the most vibrant shades of pink, orange, and purple. From across the cemetery, my mom pointed out a figure walking aimlessly amongst the graves, and in a joking manner, my mom claimed it to be a ghost. As we were headed in that direction, we quickly felt there was something amiss. Chills ran through my body when I realized we were looking at something out of the ordinary. This figure was slowly walking through the cemetery in a long white gown covered in dirt. It occurred to us that what we were facing was not just a woman, but a ghost. Thankfully, my mom was able to act fast and snap some pictures, but as we looked through them later, we noticed she happened to be in all the unfocused, blurry photos, leaving the clear and in-focus pictures to be missing her entirely. After all these years, we still tried to come to the conclusion as to why this happened, but the only thing we can make sense of was that she was a spirit unlike us. I never feared her or felt like she was walking around with ill intentions. She could have been lost or looking for someone. My family likes to believe she's in a wedding gown looking for her long-lost groom. Oh, so sad. I like to think that she was enjoying the beautiful evening. Okay, she sent us pictures and I'm actually terrified.
Wait. She said that the photos that the ghost was in, you couldn't.
They were all blurry.
Yeah, they were all blurry. Like the blurry photos, you could see it, but in the clear photos, you couldn't see.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Okay, this is the photo. Clear, okay?
Okay.
Pay mine to the clear one.
Okay, got it.
And this is the photo. Blurry.
No.
I'm so sorry. Not a peaceful bride just looking for her long-lost love. An actual gremlin with a... If that is her wedding dress, I'm so sorry. She needs to go to David's Bridals because she needs to return that.
It is covered in dirt. It is literally covered. It's like thrashed.
No, I'm so sorry. That is the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, that is not
that
a
is
wedding.
Not a bride.
Listen, what is your take on ghosts? Have you ever had a ghost encounter? Have we already talked about this in the podcast?
Probably, but I don't think I really had a ghost encounter, but I'm not opposed to them. Like, I don't, like...
No, careful.
I don't know.
He's like, I
welcome. I welcome the spirit.
Casper! No, I just, like, when people say that they've seen a ghost, I'm not like, whatever, loser, you're lying. Yeah. Loser. But I think because I'm a non-believer, then I just don't see them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's like manifesting and stuff. If you don't believe in it, it's like, you're never going to experience it. But, like, if you do believe in it, then... And, like, your horoscope and whatever. But then if you believe in it and then... It comes true. You're like, okay.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
For sure.
What about y'all? Do you believe in ghosts?
I've seen a ghost.
I definitely believe in ghosts, but I've never had a specific encounter or experience that like consolidates that. Confirms it for me.
Stay away from me, ghosts.
But I do believe that ghosts can be nice, like spirits. I believe in that. That's what I have to tell myself.
I saw a nice ghost in my bedroom growing up.
Chelsea, you did not tell me that was nice. You said it was horrifying.
What? No, I didn't.
You saw a woman and you were terrified.
No, I wasn't terrified. I mean, it was like scary to see it, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, she came here to kill me or something like that.
No, not that. But I thought you were scared of it.
Not what?
But I thought you were scared of it when you had
that
happen, right?
I don't think I was. It wasn't like an evil one, but it was like, I was literally shocked beyond belief. But again, I also like now that when I get older, because I literally... Who was I talking to this? Oh, Abby on her podcast recently. She was asking me if I've ever seen a ghost. And I was saying yes. And this one in our back bedroom in our house has always been like the haunted room where each of us, without knowing it, have lived in that room because we moved rooms a lot. So like my older brother, after we all moved out and had lived in that room, we were all like, that room is something's fishy about that room.
Really?
And that's the room that I saw. Like I opened my eyes from being asleep. I'm being dead serious. I'm not even joking around. I opened my eyes from being asleep and I saw like a figure. It was like, what is this called? Like a bust almost of like a woman. And it was like disappeared, like kind of came towards me and disappeared really fast. And I was shook beyond belief. But now that I'm older, I'm also like, it's been so long. Like when it happened, I told people right away. I literally went downstairs and told my family, like, I saw a ghost, no big deal. And now that I'm older, I'm like gaslighting myself. Like, is that real?
That actually, was it a dream? It probably is like the further it gets from your memory.
Yeah.
Hard to remember. That's so weird. That's terrifying. terrifying to me. Maybe I'm
No, I think I definitely was like terrified of seeing the ghost, but I wasn't. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, this ghost is going to kill me.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's so scary to think, like, I don't ever want to be a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know what ghosts are.
No, like, I'd rather there just be nothing.
Really?
I either want to go to heaven. Well, since I'm a homosexual, I might be going downstairs. Or please. I would rather there just be nothing. If the choice is, like, stay on here, stay on Earth, finish your business, or, like, just, like, poof off into the universe, poof me away. Really? I've been worked like a dog. I'm tired of waking up. I don't want to be awake forever.
True.
Mm. Yeah, I
the thought of forever is so, like, existential dread vibes.
I know. I wrote that down for your podcast that we're doing next. Doing Tyson's podcast next.
Like rebrand. Tomorrow.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Macy's. You guys, Halloween is pretty much here. So get your last minute costumes and treats and decor fast at Macy's.com. They have the cutest stuff. I was just looking on their website because I need to order some tabletop stuff. So I want to have, I'm having a little Halloween party get together and I don't have any decorations. So they have really cute, like this big black, apple table, what's it called? Centerpiece. They have like a cute skull one. They have things to put candy in if you, you know, want to be cute for your trick-or-treaters. And they also have treats. You can order any of your Halloween treats, your needs online at Macy's.com. Like they have a huge 140-piece Halloween candy and snack box set. So you can be fully prepped for the trick-or-treaters coming to your house. They also have costumes. So pretty much anything you need for Halloween for spooky season.
If you're going to a party, we're going to a little Chelsea's murder mystery party. I have not gotten my costume yet, but as you're listening to this, I probably have because it's just a few days away. But I think I need to check out Macy's because they have lots of different costumes, and I mean lots. And like Chelsea mentioned, if you are the one hosting a party, they have pretty much all the stuff you would need, decor, candy, anything. Plus, you can get everything super quick when you order with same-day delivery, which is, I think, the best part. Because I love not having to go and roam stores for hours. You can also pick up in-store or use curbside pickup, which is very convenient. So head on over to Macy's.com. That is Macy's.com. Check it out. Lululemon leggings are absolute favorites. We absolutely love that Lululemon is a sponsor of the podcast. It's a dream come true because their leggings are truly the best, tried and true. We've had them for years and years. They last so long. They're so comfy. They're so flattering. They have a few different types of leggings. The Align leggings, I definitely wear the most because they're great for yoga, low intensity workouts. I wear them to Pilates a lot. They're definitely my favorite part of my Pilates uniform. I just feel like I don't have to constantly be readjusting or like tugging on them. They just fit really well and they're super flattering and everything. Comfy. Honestly, feels like you're not even wearing pants. The Align leggings are powered by Nulu fabric, and it gives you a next to nothing body sensation. They're also great for just casual wear, so I'll wear them to Pilates, and then I'll go grocery shopping or whatever, and like throw a sweatshirt on, and it's a vibe.
If you're looking for leggings to wear to like a spin class or maybe HIIT class, something a little bit more intense, then you want their Wonder Train leggings. They're designed with one of Lululemon's most innovative fabrics, the Everlux, which is their fastest drying fabric. And then they also have their fast and free leggings, which I love for running. I feel like it's perfect now that it's, you know, getting a little colder out. If you want to go for a jog, if you want to go for a run outside, their fast and free leggings are for you because they do not ride up and they give you the most freedom from distractions while you are running or jogging. So you can get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. Go check them out. You can't go wrong. Go to lululemon.com to get into Lululemon leggings. The thought of eternity, like trying to actually wrap your mind around forever.
No, there's nothing scarier.
Nothing scarier.
We give people existential crises every day listening to the podcast. So maybe we should stop. Wait, Leif, am I allowed to say that? Was it you or your brother that was crying over that when you were younger? Your brother? Am I allowed to say that? My brother? Yeah. But I'm saying like he's not going to care, right? I'm not specifying. Leif was telling me that his brother, they were laying in bed one night or something. They shared a room. And they were talking about maybe, am I getting this right?
They were talking about forever?
Yeah, they were talking about the concept of forever. Because, you know, when you grow up Mormon, you grow up thinking that you'll live with your family forever. It's all about eternity. That's a huge, like, theme is, like, you will be in this place for eternity. they're talking about, oh my gosh, like that's crazy to think about forever. And then they kind of like started thinking about it more and more, and his brother started sobbing. Like he was so scared. And I was, it's kind of like a funny, I was always like, oh, that's so funny. And now that I'm older, I'm like, wait, no, that's so valid. Like that's actually so terrifying
it's
to be
terrifying.
Like, no, forever.
Trying
forever,
to wrap
forever.
Your,
forever.
Just, it like hurts your brain.
Yes, it hurts your brain. It's not comprehensible.
No, it's definitely
so scary.
Not.
Okay, next story. One night, me and my flatmates were in the kitchen talking about weird things that have happened to us. One of my flatmates said, you guys, has it ever happened to you that you're so tired that you see shadows on your side eye as if there are people standing there looking at you?
On your side eye? What's
sorry.
That?
Which I responded, hell no. Apparently, when she was working very late hours at a bookshop, she sometimes saw human side shadows between the halls, but never stopped to look at it directly. She just kept walking. After that, we just kept talking, and a couple minutes later, we all went to our rooms to sleep.
So casual. Also, sometimes I feel like that could have easily been something else.
What do you mean?
Wait, where was she?
Yeah,
she saw
something it? That she should probably go see her eye doctor. No. Like, do you guys ever just see big black spots in your eye?
Sometimes if you're close to a road, like in our old apartment, our windows, there was like a busier road outside of the window. And sometimes if I wasn't looking directly at the window, like the car lights at night would kind of make it look like there's shadows like going by my window. So I would get like spooked and look, and then I'd realize it was cars.
Right, right. I kind of get that with my house right now.
Yeah.
Like busy street. But
like out of nowhere, you're like, wait, what was that? In the corner of my eye.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is there a whole other part?
Please. The story's not even close to over.
Oh.
The hair on your mustache?
We just went to sleep. That's how it ended.
I was like, oh, that's interesting. You guys,
I was like, come
so
on, Beth.
Long.
We're going to need some scarier stories.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys,
us just debunking
so
them immediately. We're like, that's fake. Move on.
Please, it's so much longer. Okay. Wow. After all that, we went to sleep. The next day, my ex... It is so much longer. The next day, my ex was coming over to my place, and to make it clear, I did not mention to him the talk that I had with my flatmates a day before.
Oh, no.
When we slept together, I always used to sleep on the side next to the door if I needed to pee, and he used to sleep against the wall. My room was a small one, considering it was a student's flat accommodation, so not much space for anyone, really. I was soon falling asleep when I feel my ex rolling over to me and putting his arm around me. I thought, how sweet, but then he said, oh, I thought it was you standing there. I pee myself. I maybe heard wrong, so then I said, what are you saying? Yeah, the woman over there standing. I thought it was you. But don't worry, she seems friendly.
What?
She seems friendly? I immediately told him to move his ass and change sides of the bed with me. He was not sleep talking, but he was also not fully awake. So I kept asking him questions because I knew in the morning he was not going to remember this clearly. I asked, is she still there? No. Where was she? He said, I want to sleep. I'll tell you in the morning.
What?
Wake up.
Which he said while he was laying so peacefully and calm. And calm while I literally pooped my pants. No, tell me, where was she? Next to your feet. What was she wearing? I asked that because, you know, maybe it was my grandma taking care of me and I was being DeLulu. He said, like a white dress, black hair, white hat, a pilgrim hat.
Oh, pilgrim girl fall.
That woman was not my grandma. You can imagine I was pale. That night, I obviously did not sleep at all. The first hours at night, I was scared that there was some random lady in my room looking at me. Next morning, we talked about the lady in my room. And then my ex said that sometimes when he's very tired, he also sees human side shadows, just like my flatmate. But the crazy part is that it happened a day after my flatmate said her story, but I didn't mention it to him. Next, I told him to drive me to church for holy water to put in my room and get me breakfast.
Please.
Oh, well. What is this whole side shadow thing?
Side shadows. I don't know. Just like out of your peripheral
human
vision, you
shadows?
See a side, like
just
a shadow.
Just so casually. Oh,
does it
that
mean
was you, sweetie.
Size? Is she trying to say human size shadows?
Side is what she keeps saying.
Weird.
I think just like out of the side of your eye.
Yeah, maybe. Peripheral.
The casual cuddle. Oh, I thought that was you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought night. That was you. Night.
Tell you what? In the morning. Absolutely.
I'm going to need
not.
You to go get a pepper spray.
Yeah, wake up and protect me.
Literally.
Sir.
I would put all the lights on immediately. Start watching a
terrifying.
These stories always confuse me when they're like, and then I saw, and then I went back to bed.
No.
What?
No,
what do you
no,
mean?
No, no,
oh, I'll
no.
be up for the remainder of the night.
Yeah,
absolutely
no.
not.
My dad got a call from an unknown number asking for his brother. And the person on the line said, I heard he's on his deathbed. I've been waiting for him. His brother was very sick. And my dad was like, yes, he's not doing well. Who is this? And where were you waiting for him? And the caller laughed and then hung up.
Mm-mm.
2 minutes later, my grandma called and told my dad that his brother just passed away.
Mm-mm.
They still don't know who it was that called. I am terrified.
No, 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 no.
I've been waiting for him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Not the Grim Reaper. calling to rub it in your face that your brother is about to literally pass away.
No, that is absolutely horrifying. Like, that is haunting.
The trauma.
Yes.
Also,
so scary.
That makes me think that the brother wasn't going upstairs if the Grim Reaper was waiting. I don't think the man, God, is calling and saying, I've been waiting for your brother, and then hanging out.
Or maybe he was so holy. I'm sure your uncle is so holy that they were trying to keep him out of heaven.
That was it.
That's it.
That is beyond traumatizing.
Since if you don't remember, his niece is listening to this episode.
That wasn't me. That was Tracy.
I'm okay. Just saying.
No.
Terrifying.
I agree.
I feel so bad.
I agree, Tracy. In my old house, my friends and I always joked that there was a ghost. And after a while of joking, my friend and I named it Edgar. We laughed it off, thought it was funny, and told my mom about it. As soon as we said the name, a broom right next to my mom fell over, but I swear no one was touching it. We were like, okay, that was so spooky. Then I told my brother about it that night, and he was really young, so naturally he was spooked. He slept on my floor that night. He woke me up at midnight bawling, saying he was sick of me messing with him. I told him I didn't do anything and go to bed because I'm the worst. Then he woke me up at 3 a.m.,
Witching hour.
Crying again and said he was sick of it and it was not funny. We turned on the lights and all of his blankets had been ripped off his bed and pushed all the way across the room against my closet door.
No.
So naturally, I passed away. I apologized. I said it was me, even though it wasn't, because I did not want him to be terrified.
Yeah, you got
to
take one for the team.
Yeah, that's
then,
a good brother.
For months, anytime we said the name Edgar in the house, something would happen. Shelves falling off the walls. My dog would growl at empty spaces. Once my razor fell and almost cut me. Little things here and there. The biggest thing that happened was when my mom woke up one night and there was a little boy standing next to her bed.
I have brothers,
but this boy was blonde and younger than both of them. Eventually, we renovated our house and my parents redid their shower. And my dad took the wall off the shower and turned to talk to my mom. And what did she see when he turned around? Guess what the inside of the wall said? It said Edgar written in crayon.
No! No.
No.
You can explain it away with whatever, but as soon as we got rid of it, nothing spooky ever happened again. And they have the photo of it. While tearing apart the shower this morning, we found this behind one of the panels. Ashton and her friends swear our house is haunted, and this is the name of the ghost, Edgar, and it literally is crayon.
Oh.
That is not okay.
New fear unlocked when I'm renovating my house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the neighbor's trying to warn you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, you can't make that stuff up.
No.
And I wish you could, because that is terrifying.
That's terrifying.
I can't even imagine. I would move. I'd literally flee the country.
Oh, no. I would move.
I'm not moving into a house until I can build it from scratch. Because I don't want to find no Edgar.
I'm getting that sage. That's for certain.
Yeah.
Oh, good thing you're busting all the walls down.
Yeah, I am. We're getting that thing from the inside out. If you're listening to this previous owner, no, we're not.
No, we're not. We're savoring it.
That is not okay.
That is wild.
That gave me chills. Growing up, my mom always brought me to my grandma's house on weekday mornings for her to take me to school since my grandma worked at my school's office. On the first day of fifth grade, my mom and I took a picture to celebrate. Everything was fine until a couple of years later when we looked back at the picture. Someone was walking in the background. Nope. My heart dropped when I saw it because only four people are at my grandma's house at that time. My mom and I in the picture, my grandma taking it, and my grandpa who was in another room. No one else was there to photobomb, but there's obviously a figure walking behind us in the picture. No one in my family has an explanation for this other than a ghost. My mom had previously told me about her hearing footsteps on my baby monitor in that house, and I have been a firm believer ever since. This picture, you guys, is terrifying.
Nope.
You're joking.
A literal person.
A person, a lady.
Also, is that your mother? She's stunning.
You're joking.
That is the clearest ghost I've ever seen.
A full-on woman. See,
that
it's not okay. Do they
want
to be caught, the ghost? Are they like, you know what I mean?
Like, geez.
Yeah, no, they're kind of posing
for
the photo. They know
I look great today. I need to get in some photos.
I'm just like, but what are you doing? Like, get out of my house.
Unfinished business.
Ghosts but then go finish it. Business. Why are you taking, why are you photobombing me?
They need help.
Photobombing.
They need our help.
The worst crime of all, photobomb. That is
Do you guys believe in witches?
In witches? What do you
mean? Like witchcraft?
Yeah, like witchcraft.
Like, do I
like if you're saying like they need help, like they have unfinished business, like what do we got to do? Do we got to get like a witch in there to be like, He needs you to cut out the wall because his name, Edgar, is written on it and he can't pass away.
I actually don't know. That's just from the movie Sixth Sense, the unfinished business thing like that, like mediums mm-hmm. help them finish their business. But I do think, I mean, maybe, you know how energy cannot be like created yeah. or destroyed?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just like their energy is just kind of like caught in a certain area because you've been there for so long. So like sometimes when you see a picture like this, it's like their energy is like kind of lingering there.
Yeah. That's kind of why I want to be cremated. Because I'm like, I don't want my energy to be stuck wherever I'm buried, if that's how it works.
Ooh.
You know?
You want it yeah. to be like scattered in the ocean or something?
I don't care where you put me. Just burn
me. With the belugas?
Yeah, I want to be with the orcas. Where I belong. Free at sea. Turns into whale shit.
Literally.
I like when you can be like turned into a tree.
I want to be turned into a tree too.
Yeah, or like a diamond.
I think it's my dad that like met some witches on his mission when he lived abroad. And he said that they literally knew so much information about him basically that
really?
He was like, there's no way that they
yeah
that's crazy
and they were basically like, if you want to see more like and he was like no
I just think like if no, you believe in if you believe in one thing like you have to at least be open to the idea of other people's interpretations of that. If you believe in God, if you are religious, if you believe in horoscopes, if you believe in like whatever, like you can't then be like, oh, witches and ghosts, that's crazy. It's like,
yeah.
Well, is it crazy? Because I've read a lot of stuff in the Bible that sounds a little crazy.
I feel like a lot of religious people do believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, stay away from that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they burned them all in Salem. R.I.P.
Oh, that is so scary and so sad, the Salem witch trials. That literally, is girls, a lot of girls.
Literally girls there. Knew how to do science. They're like, burn them.
Not even. They literally killed a dog too.
Awesome.
Why the dog?
Thought the dog was a witch.
Oh. Thought the dog was a witch?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's like flying out of broom.
Yeah, literally.
We had a ghost in the house I grew up in that always mimicked me, or so we thought it was. It would whisper at my sister and wake her up and would call my mom's name in the middle of the night. We ended up having to have our house blessed because we were told it was likely a demonic spirit that attached itself to us after my dad passed away because we were very vulnerable at the time. Weird, but yeah, scary. And I never got answers on why it mimicked me and not anyone else. It never talked to me, but I remember crying and not wanting to sleep in my bed because I felt like something was always breathing on my face.
Nope.
Ooh.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face with your smelly ghost breath. That's what I got to say to that.
Breathing on. That's so spooky.
But like, how do you move on from that is my question.
That's so true. Like after you have an experience like that where your house is haunted, like I always think about that, a haunted like shows or movies, like horror movies right. where they're haunted. What do you do after that? What do you do when you move?
Well, yeah. And it's like, when did they stop? When did the breathing in your face stop?
Yeah, what do you
have
to do?
Dealt with it for a while?
So I guess that proves, because most times people like move and then it goes away. So it's like, okay, so it literally was just that location.
Right.
Yeah, the energy is just kind of there still.
If I'm going to be stuck in the next life at least, like, can I be stuck in a resort?
It is true though. It's like, you know, there's just some spooky places, even where like there actually was something, you know, there's something that bad happened there. The energy is different in that place. Mm-hmm. It's like the bad energy is like literally
lingering.
Yeah, it's so spooky.
Trapped.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if you get something from Goodwill and like a serial killer? It was a serial killer.
That's what I was just gonna say. Like, what if you found out like something kind of scary happened in your house? Like, would you move or like would you care? Like, if you found out someone had like passed away?
I feel like if you believe in it, I would get it like saged or something like that. Like, get rid of the bad energy, do something like that.
That's what I was gonna say. I feel like, okay, even. All jokes aside with my house, because everyone's like, there's a body there or whatever. Like,
please.
I have never felt bad energy in that house. Like, and nothing bad that I know of has happened there. But I'm just saying, like, I do feel like, I mean, maybe not. But I am big on that, where it's like, if I walk in a space and I feel weird, like, I would never buy a house that I felt that way towards. So it would be trippy to, like, be like, oh, it has great energy. I like it here. And then later, I guess, if something you're like, oh, someone died here, maybe I wouldn't care because it's like, well, maybe they passed away peacefully and they were an amazing person. And like, I don't feel
like
any weird energy about that.
Here.
Yeah. But it's just about the feelings, about the vibes.
Yeah. Even if someone like died there or passed away, it's like not necessarily bad energy, but if something like evil happened, like a murder or something like that, that's more, I feel like, rare.
That I would never move into a house where someone was murdered. Yeah. Like, and that is,
I think you can
you
see
that.
That public information.
You have to, what's the word?
I wonder if there's like a statute of limitations on that. Because like my building is like 100 years old. It's like, are they going to tell me every person who's like maybe died in there? Oh, maybe but only they, murdered.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like if an actual crime took place, they have to legally say. That's where I'm like, people who would purchase like a home. I'm forgetting the name of the, like, it's a very famous case in LA. Is it Charles Manson?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's literally someone who just, like, lives in the home. I'm like,
yeah, you'd have to do some serious, unless you just don't believe and it just doesn't affect you and you never see anything.
Right, like you got a deal on the house and you're like, score.
Yes, so.
But I feel like even if you have a hint of believing, you're going to see stuff. Even if I told myself I didn't believe, I'd still in the back of my mind be like looking around.
Yes, for sure.
I would have nightmares constantly.
That's the hard part about listening to scary stuff. I was listening to the Bad Broadcast, the Bood broadcast, like her spooky stories. And I was like, I can't listen to this if I'm going to be like alone at night in my literal like new house. Too, a house is way scarier than an apartment. Let me just say that. Like,
I agree.
I live alone.
Nick was at the other apartment and he was literally like, he was packing until like late. And I was just there by myself with Case. I'm like, oh, I have to protect him. Like, I'm terrified. The creaks and the like.
And it feels like there's like more places for people to hide.
Yes.
More doors to enter.
Yes. In an
like
apartment,
that.
It's like I always felt very safe because even if I were to scream or something, someone's right next door. Like you could run next door and it's so close. And yeah, there's not so many entrances. But
we get it. You moved into a house.
Like,
you're rich now.
Huge, big. No.
I will say there have been certain houses like when we lived in LA, I was always really in one specific place. I was always really scared. When I was alone, I was always terrified.
Interesting.
And like I'm never scared where we currently live. Genuinely, like I don't ever feel scared. Even when I'm alone and it's at night, I like can't even get myself to feel scared.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's like that in my new house.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I'm like, I wonder why I felt that way.
I know.
I don't know if it's the specific, but I was always in like safe neighborhoods. Yeah. It's not about that, I don't think. I don't know what it was.
Probably the paint color.
Yeah.
That was it.
Please.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say a joke.
I just had my classic chocolate cherry smoothie. The empty cup is sitting right next to us as we record this podcast episode. And this is my favorite go-to little protein shake lately. And it is made with Clean Simple Eats protein, of course. I did post a little recipe of this on my Instagram recently. They have just the best protein powder. It tastes so good. I've gotten all my friends and fam hooked on it. Whenever my mom comes, if I have any extra protein powder, she's like wanting to take it, and I have just been making shakes for everyone. This one that I make is Leif's favorite as well. Usually, you know, protein powder kind of has that chalky specific aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats truly does not have that. It's so creamy. It's so smooth. Just has none of that nasty chalkiness, and it just tastes like you're having a little treat, honestly, a little shake. You can mix the vanilla protein powder with orange juice. That's one of my favorite things to do. So, so good. And they have tons and tons of flavors.
You can also add it to your overnight oats or oatmeal, which is a really good way to sneak in some extra protein and have it be really creamy and delicious. They have 26 delicious all-natural flavors. You cannot go wrong with any of them. Like we said, we both love the chocolate brownie batter. It's a classic, but they also have like cake batter, peaches and cream, German chocolate cake, so many delicious flavors. Also, they just have high ingredient standards, so you know that you can trust them. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. So you can visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID for 20% off your first order. Go check it out.
Lululemon leggings. It's where it's at, especially for the fall and the winter. I feel like I wear leggings more than ever. My most worn pair of leggings by far are my Lululemon Aligns. I have had them for years and years. I have multiple pairs and I just kind of cycle through them. They're part of my workout uniform. I also wear them to just run errands, go on walks, and everything in between. They are the comfiest material ever. Literally feels like you're not wearing anything. And they are just so worth every penny, I think. They really give you just like full freedom in your movements. I feel like you're not constantly like readjusting or you don't feel restricted. They just fit so well. They're so flattering and they're just simply my favorite. I wear them to Pilates and basically anything I do. But Lululemon has a few different types of leggings. So the Aligns are kind of more for low intensity workouts, casual wear, that type of thing. but they also have their Wonder Train leggings, which are designed with one of their most innovative fabrics that's super fast drying. So it's great for like if you go to cycling classes, HIIT classes, or if you weight train. It allows you to, you know, lift weights or work out hard and then feel dry so you can effortlessly transition from sweat to street.
They also have their Fast and Free leggings, which are great for running and jogging. And if you know, running pants, whatever you wear on the bottom of your body while you're running is very important to how comfortable you are on the run, because you don't want to be picking a wedgie, you don't want to be adjusting, pulling them up or anything like that. And their Fast and Free leggings are powered by their new Luxe fabric, which provides a weightless on-body sensation and incredible coverage. So get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. Again, that's lululemon.com. Go check it out. When I was younger, I was staying with my cousin and Snapchat had just came out. Her friend sent her a selfie and there was a mirror behind her. In the mirror behind her, we could see a black figure with claw-like hands reaching around the door.
Awesome.
Of course, my cousin screenshotted it and called her to ask about the creepy, devilish figure. She said nobody was home.
Absolutely not.
We all had the picture on our phones. However, we decided to delete it just in case that evil energy could have followed us somehow. If I can dig it up, I will send it in. To say the least, I always check my mirror pics and try to avoid them in general. Love y'all and happy Halloween. She didn't send the picture.
Just forever cannot take mirror photos.
No.
You know,
you think ghosts can hack your phone, you know?
You say,
I think they live in the mirrors because it's like alternate dimension.
It's a
like
window.
Bloody Mary.
I heard that it's really bad to have a mirror in your bedroom, and I have a massive one.
Yeah, same.
My whole headboard is a mirror. I wake up every morning and I go, whoo!
Oh.
That's the scariest thing of all.
Jump scare.
Literally every morning I look over and I'm like, awesome. Having a mirror as a headboard is very, very humbling.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I won't lie. A lot of people think, oh, maybe fun for sexy time. I haven't had a boy over in about 3 years. So it is not getting any
use.
We
wouldn't know. You do have lipstick on your tooth. I'm sorry, Tracy. I had to tell you that.
Did I get it?
Your left tooth. No.
Me and her were going a little crazy earlier. We don't know where that was. Do I have some of my mustache? I might have some of my mustache.
Yeah, you got some of her
literally stains my veneers.
Yeah, hot pink on your veneers. No, you're good. You got it.
Did you guys ever do the Bloody Mary thing?
No,
absolutely not.
Like you spin around 3 times and then you're—
Of course not.
Oh, I did it with my friends and I was in the— my house, here's the thing. Basements are the scariest things on the planet. And my basement growing up, the floor was concrete, like stamped concrete. So it was always cold.
Yes.
It was always dark and like just had a weird vibe. Ooh, I did it one time and I swear I saw her.
Stop. One time my cousins and I, we were doing that in the bathroom. We like at my cousin's house and they were like older girl cousins and they thought it'd be funny too. We did the Bloody Mary, the lights were off and they had their straightener and they turned it on and lifted it up. So it was like a red light. I grabbed it and it was burning hot. I literally was like, no. And I went like this and burned my hand.
Literally like, very fighting funny. Off the demon. No.
Literally, very funny, you guys. Literally had a burn on my hand.
Oh, no.
I still, if the bathroom light is off and I'm in there, no.
Oh, no. My grandma growing up, literally in her basement, used to have like, she collected like porcelain dolls.
No.
And they were all dressed like literally Victorian children. And they were so scary. Like, if you were left in the basement alone for a little too long, oh, she had like a food storage room.
No, so did my grandma. That's the creepiest of all.
Those are the creepiest.
I was gonna say, that's the scariest of all.
And
my
that's
grandma's
where
basement was the
same. I knew the guns were stored in there. It was always spooky ooky. Some of the dolls were in there, like Christmas decor. Like Christmas decor in boxes in like a cold, dark,
so cold.
Room. There is nothing scarier.
No.
Nothing scarier.
I agree. Or like boxes of really, my grandma used to have old toys, like from when my parents were children.
No.
Terrifying.
You're like, hey, go Roger.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay. When I was younger, I used to have sleepovers at my grandma's house all the time.
Speaking of granny.
Wow, yeah. We're right on track. One night, I was Snapchatting with the flash on, and the camera picked up a face right behind me. I was so scared. I saved the photo and would show people occasionally. Well, about a year later, I was in California on vacation and a woman walked up to me saying that she knows I have a photo that needs to be deleted.
What?
And was here to warn me.
No.
I bawled my eyes out knowing exactly what photo she was talking about and I deleted it immediately.
You are literally—
I have chills.
Kidding.
Chills.
No. Nope.
I don't even know. I'm like, oh.
I would bawl my eyes out.
No, I would be like, are you the bitch hacking into my bank account?
Did I choke her?
Like, how do you know? Yeah, I'm the choker.
Oh my gosh, that is so scary.
It is beyond. When someone else confirms the term.
The scariest part is that she can see the other photos in my phone that aren't Facetuned.
Please.
He's like, I've seen the befores. You need to delete your Instagram.
Yeah. Like, by the way, your left side is your good side.
A few years ago, my old friends and I would go to haunted, abandoned, and creepy places. Sounds like a fun side hobby. One time we decided to go to an old creepy church with a cemetery at night. We explored the church and a cemetery.
Yeah,
with
you
it
deserve
attached.
Whatever is coming to
Double
you.
Double homicide.
We explored the place, walked through the cemetery, but then we all heard a noise. It was coming from the woods and sounded like 2 feet running.
Awesome.
Mind you, this is in the middle of nowhere. We all ran back to the car and drove off, but then I looked down at my shoes and they were torn to shreds. Literally looked like someone slashed them to pieces.
Not the Hashling slasher.
I have no idea how it happened. We only ran through short grass.
Well, it sounds like you were running through the
Everglades. Why am I LOLing? Like, you just look down, you're like, cool, my freaking shoes
cool, my Air Force Ones.
Asleep, gets choked.
All of a sudden, he's like,
oh my God. That is beyond. Oh my gosh.
Have you guys ever been to a cemetery at night?
I don't even know if I've ever been to a cemetery.
You're joking.
Except for Barry and Great Grampy.
Oh.
May he rest in peace.
You've never been back to visit his grave. Very interesting.
No, I haven't been back to Provo since.
Oh, it's in Provo.
No, I'm just kidding. I was like literally in high school. No, that was really the only time I've ever been to a cemetery.
I really haven't been to a cemetery either, especially at night.
They host movie nights at the ones in LA.
I feel like
movie night. Yeah, it's not on my grave.
They do. They host Hollywood Cemetery every Friday during the summer.
You bury someone you love and then people are putting lawn chairs on there to freaking watch a movie?
Exactly.
The disrespect.
Literally, like, so many celebrities are buried there, too.
I would sue.
It's a fun summer activity. I've never been because I respect the afterlife.
Yes.
Also, I just, like, am poor and I can't afford a ticket.
I used to go visit my uncle's grave in Provo at the Provo one. And I would go at night. And it actually is very peaceful at night. Like, at first, I was like, I'm going to be so scared. But I feel like if you, like, know someone you love at a cemetery, when you go, it's not scary at all.
I just got deja vu. Did we go to the cemetery together in Provo?
Did we?
It's
it would have been during
memory.
That time.
Yeah, maybe I
went a couple times.
Time.
Maybe you did.
I have this like weird deja vu.
Really?
Since you said that. I remember like picking you out from your apartment.
Did you drop me off?
You guys get a memory unlocked of a ghost.
Literally.
You're like, wait, we were haunted that night.
I'm like, and then I was choked and I was pregnant.
It combines all the stories.
Literally. And all of a sudden, Roger came out.
And someone said, so delete the picture.
We got to talk about my witch cackle for a second. Sometimes it just comes out and I can't control it.
It's okay. The ghost in me.
It's the spooky episode. It's perfect timing.
Yeah, but it's year-round.
Okay, my in-laws moved from SoCal and bought a house in Kentucky in 2020.
The scariest thing you could do.
I forgot that was a state,
move
honestly.
Out of SoCal and move to Kentucky.
I'm spooked. It was built in the 1970s and they were mutual friends with the original owner, whose husband was a prominent doctor in town and had passed of old age. Immediately after moving in, my husband's 7-year-old sister was terrified to be in her bedroom or even be upstairs alone. Additionally, guests had made comments about feeling weird vibes in the basement storage room.
Why do we keep predicting the next story?
No. Am I a witch?
We all wrote it off, but fast forward to 2022, my husband and I had moved in for a couple of months and I was home alone. Okay, this is their in-law's house. Got it. I was sitting at the kitchen table and saw our cute puppy playing with our family's super old German Shepherd. With the family's super old German Shepherd. I was like, OMG, so cute. I need to send a video to the family group chat. I record a short video and immediately watch it back. When I tell you, I poop my pants.
Oh my God.
At the end of the video, there is so clearly a man whispering from what sounds like behind me. It sounds like the voice said, are we stopping? But other people in the family have heard, promise me something.
No!
Never in my life. Have I grabbed my keys and ran out of a house so fast? To make matters even spookier, a few days later, my youngest brother-in-law and I were in the kitchen when we heard a loud crash come from the guest bathroom. We run in to see that a plant and a framed photo of my in-laws had been sitting on the same shelf for 2 years, that had been sitting there for 2 years, had randomly fallen and shattered. Oh, and also their house got struck by lightning a month later.
Oh.
Happy to report they have since moved. She has the video. Turn your volume all the way up.
No.
Oh, I have chills already. I'm terrified. I'm so spooked.
Promise me something.
Not promise me something.
That.
No.
That's Promise Me Something.
Hold on, I gotta just say it again.
Oh?
That's terrifying.
My gosh.
I'm trying to think of like what it could possibly be other than a voice.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh, no.
That no. is so clearly like a voice.
And it does sound like it's coming from behind her.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it the dog's mouth? Like, you know what I mean? Kind of yeah.
Like what?
Moving.
But it sounds like it's from behind.
It does. And it does sound like actual words. That is beyond.
But also, why did your parents move into their ex-best friend's deceased dad's house?
They just said they were mutual friends with the owner. I don't know.
They got a good deal?
Like, that's...
Got a good deal on the house. The house market.
It's 2008. Okay, they had to get in somewhere.
In this economy, they had to make a sacrifice. That's terrifying.
When I was younger, I used to live in Mexico. One night I was struggling to fall asleep. You know, those nights when it doesn't matter what position you are, you simply can't. I finally reached that moment right before you're about to fall asleep when I felt something waking me up by hitting my pillow 3 times right next to my ear. I even remember my head shook up and down a few times. Oh my gosh, they were hitting it hard.
Jeez.
I was so terrified that I didn't open my eyes. I just sat up and yelled for my mom. I told her what happened and she stayed in my bedroom until I finally went to sleep. The next morning, I told the rest of my family about it, and to my surprise, they shared their own experiences. My dad had his feet pulled in the middle of the night, and my mom had seen a shadow passing by when doing laundry. They just didn't say anything because they didn't want to scare us. Very scary, but we ignored it as long as no harm was done. To add to the story, right behind my childhood home, there was a big empty piece of land, and a couple doors down our street, a healer lived. Like a healer lived down the street. My siblings and I one time were playing in that empty lot when we found a doll with hands and legs tied and mouth covered with tape right behind the healer's house. Some healer. The healer has now passed away and we sold my childhood home. My family and neighbors believe the healer was calling unwanted spirits and that's why my family experienced paranormal activities. We never experienced anything else after selling the house.
Seeing a doll like that, I can't even fathom.
Just when they're like, oh like we let it be and because like no harm. Meanwhile, her dad's getting pulled by the ankles. While he's asleep? That is the harm.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets physical, I'm going to say, we got to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to bounce.
That's what I'm saying. How are these ghosts grabbing us?
Right. Like the actual physical contact.
Yeah.
It's crazy. When I was in middle school, my friends and I would draw and make our own Ouija boards. If you don't know what that is, it's like a board game to talk to spirits and ghosts, except it's not really a game. We would make these and play with them all the time. If our parents knew we had these, we would get in trouble over religious reasons. So one time, my friends and I decided to burn the board after we were done playing with it.
Great idea.
We went outside, burnt the board, came back inside, and the same board was under my friend's
bed. Okay.
One thing about me, you will not catch me doing a Ouija board.
But also, never. She's like, when we were done, we decided to burn it. I'm like, that in and of itself is like a seance. Like burning it. That's almost probably going to make it worse. That's like a ceremony.
You can't get rid of it. Oh my God.
That Ouija boards, you know what Ouija boards remind me of?
What?
Which is actually the scariest thing probably ever.
What?
Jumanji.
That movie is
the original
so
Jumanji
scary.
With Robin Williams.
Yes.
Is the original horror movie.
That little boy turning into a monkey.
When I tell you, that movie traumatized me as a child.
Traumatizing.
Why was it so scary?
And it's
painted as like a comedy. I'm like, that's not funny.
No.
A little childhood game of Jumanji.
Their house, when they go into it and all the like furniture is covered.
Yes.
Terrifying.
The floods with the vines coming up. Taking that guy's car.
So long.
It's literally terrifying.
Wait, have you seen the movie Practical Magic, Tyson?
I think so.
So I was asking for like fall girls' night movie recommendations, and that was the number one. Like everyone was like Practical Magic, and I'm like, I've never heard of it. Looked it up. I haven't watched it yet, but it looks so iconic.
Ooh.
It's like Sandra Bullock and
Nicole Kidman.
And Nicole
I
Kidman.
I love Sandy.
And Nicole Kidman in the 90s. The style is iconic. They're
Hell
like
yes.
witch sisters.
Oh.
We gotta watch it.
Yeah, we gotta
Wait,
watch it.
Wait, literally, we need to watch it.
And it's like a romance too.
Yeah, let's
like,
have a movie that. Night next week.
Yeah, need.
Okay, this next story has a trigger warning, animal harm.
No.
I took a road trip. Did you just chuckle?
No.
Tyson, that was actually like cancelable.
I didn't say anything.
That was really weird behavior.
I literally didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't laugh. My freaking beard. My mustache, I mean. I took a road trip to the Pacific Northwest in November of 2018. My boyfriend at the time and I decided to attempt a hike through Mount St. Helens. It's about an hour and a half drive from Portland. We're about 20 minutes away from the park when the road gets really windy. It didn't register at first, but we rounded a corner at one point and there was a horse head in the shoulder.
No.
Cut cleanly off, little bit of blood, no body in sight, with a crow sitting on top of it. Okay. My friend and I both were silent for a minute, looked at each other in awe, realizing what we had just seen. Because the roads were so windy, we decided to continue on with our hike and investigate on the way back. No, honey, you go home.
No, you need to leave immediately. Have you ever heard of the Headless Horseman?
Oh, Mama? The Headless Horseman.
You found the head.
Yeah, no.
Run.
Yeah, run. We hiked out and back through a 2-mile lava tube, which was eerie in its own way.
Lava but, tube?
Yeah, what is the Where heck is that?
Literally, like they're in Hawaii. By literally the Jurassic Park.
But not in the way the horse head was, obviously. By the time we started driving again, it was almost dusk. We rounded the same corner that the horse head was in, and it was gone.
No.
You're joking.
No blood, no fur, no sign of any horse head ever being there, but we both saw it. We were 100% certain a cleanly cut off horse head had been on the side of the road just 4 hours ago. We got back in the car and drove off.
Four this time hours. On
because they were walking past it. So you definitely, it's not like you drive past, you're like, what was that? You know? I believe you. Oh, we got back in the car and drove off, this time on a stretch of straight road. There was another car driving towards us, and we both had our headlights on, so visibility was particularly bad for a few moments, and a large animal leapt across the road between the two cars. It was huge, and the way it walked across the road on all fours made it seem like it was bipedal and didn't typically walk on four legs. The silhouette had the long, flat head of a moose, small pointy antlers, and a short and skinny front half, large back haunches, and a small tail. It was horrifying, and as an avid hiker, camper, traveler, I've seen, hiked with, and lived with a lot of wild animals. Moose, bears, elk, antelope, bison, deer, mountain lion, I could go on. This wasn't close to any of these. We wrote it off as Sasquatch, which was a running joke for a few years between my boyfriend and I, trying to make light of the situation. Was this thing the thing that killed the horse? Did the locals know about it? Was it some mangled creature? It wasn't until a few years later that I was listening to a podcast when someone described their encounter with a skinwalker.
Nope.
And the description of how it walked and what it looked like was I have literally chills all over my body. Was exactly what this thing looked like. I don't have a photo, but I attached a screenshot of what I saw. In Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely not.
I'm so sorry.
The Pacific Northwest has some crazy shit happening.
Literally.
Oh.
And by crazy stuff, I mean Twilight.
So true.
They got werewolves and vampires.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Jason, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot? I'm opening a can of worms. So yeah.
No, I mean, like I said, like, I think...
Like I said.
It's like mermaids, unicorns, mm-hmm. like, whatever. It's like, if enough people have...
Seen it or experienced
seen it,
it.
Like, it's like dragons and whatever. Like, if there's enough paintings in ancient culture of dragons from different people on different parts of the planets, it's like, I'm sure at some point someone saw something that was probably a dragon.
Yeah.
And what is Sasquatch, like, Bigfoot supposed to be? Just a really big...
We
gorilla?
Don't know, do we? I
think like a mixture
that.
Of like a...
Like, is it supposed to be human, kind of?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it's kind of like a giant human sloth, but like scary.
Oh, a sloth.
Right? Like kind of like monkey-ish, but more like sloth-like. Like human-y.
Fact that
I'm sure he's
big.
Nice. I'm sure he's just trying to outdo his thing. Like, you don't hear like crazy person murdered in the woods by unknown animal. It's
true.
Bigfoot's just out there doing his thing. It's he's like the Loch Ness Monster. People aren't disappearing in that lake. He's just chilling, swimming around.
They're just scary looking. Don't judge a book by its cover. Judge them by their heart.
We're all a little scary looking.
That's beautiful. A metaphor for
life. I'm not scary looking.
You're not scary looking.
Not today.
You look like an angel sent from above, honey.
Or below.
Okay. Anyway, my last or below. Well, we can't be sure. This is my last story. My story begins with me babysitting my next door neighbor's 2-year-old child. I had put her to bed an hour before and was sitting downstairs when I heard footsteps up and down the upstairs hallway. I assumed she had gotten up and was running around. As I began to get up and check on her, the family's dog began to bark up the stairs like crazy. I was confused since their dog is normally very calm and quiet. I was starting to get a weird feeling, but I knew I needed to check on the girl and tell her to go back to bed since the parents would be home soon. I had to keep up my stellar babysitting reputation. I walked up the stairs and found the baby gate open, which I had closed after putting her to sleep a few hours before.
I'm scared.
And the girl fast asleep in her crib. I started to get scared when I remembered the parents saying she does not know how to open the baby gate, which had a tricky child's lock, or get out of the crib by herself.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's in a crib.
Yeah, or get out of the crib by herself. It was also concerning because I had just heard the footsteps a minute before. There was no way she had time to run back into her crib and fall fast asleep. I could feel the hairs on the back of my neck rise and an icky feeling filled my chest. I ran downstairs as fast as I could and called my mom, who was at my house next door. Well, that's lucky. Oh, she was babysitting your next door neighbor. Okay. My mom sat with me until the parents got home. After the chilling experience, when I was home safe that night, I was looking back at my camera roll at the videos and pictures I took with the girl while babysitting. In one video, I was texting with my boyfriend at the time and asking her playfully to say his name, Nico, to the video so I could send it to him after. I remembered that at the moment the video was taken, the room was quiet and that the girl was still learning to talk and couldn't pronounce his name. She was just giggling and looking at the camera. As I watched the video back attached, I could hear Nico, Nico, chiming in a deep voice in the background. I screamed. I was so terrified. I never went back to that house alone after that. I ended up telling the parents of the girl. They seemed unconcerned, saying they don't believe in ghosts. But I remember the house that night, and there was definitely something supernatural going on.
Please tell me the video is attached.
Yes, the video is attached.
Oh, good. We love a good video.
I love receipts. No!
Wait, do it again. Do it again.
Ew, it sounds like a demon or something.
Nico, Nico! Jail. Also, the video of that girl is so cute.
Cute.
Nico.
Nico, Nico.
That's the deepest my voice has ever gone. Yay!
That is beyond.
No, here's the thing.
Terrifying.
Is there anything scarier in this world than babysitting?
No.
There's not.
No, there's not.
There's genuinely not.
There's not.
Babysitting is scarier than war.
Yes.
It is scarier than being a Marine. Babysitters, we got 12-year-old little girls out here in these streets, home alone with children fending for themselves, dealing with demons.
Prank calls.
Oh. What's the horror
movie? When a stranger calls.
Yeah, oh, that traumatized me for life.
No, that,
I was never able to babysit again after that.
No.
It was so scary. I think
landlines?
What?
Landlines?
No, that's what I was going to say. Before cell phones, it was so terrifying because you didn't have a phone. Like, you
and
had
if
a
their
landline.
Phone rang.
Yeah, but if their phone mm-hmm. rang at night.
Yes.
But
even when it someone rang, knocked on their door.
No.
Well, and when it rang, it's like you didn't know who it was.
Exactly. No. So you're terrified.
No, is there anything scarier than a knock on the door?
No.
When you're
no,
not
no.
expecting
also,
someone.
Also, just now, currently in yes. my life, there's nothing scarier. I hate getting my
I always just assume it's like UPS, but like imagine it's like 10 p.m. at night and you get a knock on
no,
the door.
No. Never knock at night.
Absolutely
never, ever, ever.
Absolutely not. Because guess what? If you are really in dire need, I'm going to need you to just yell outside my door.
Yeah.
Just be like, excuse me, hi, I need some help. That would honestly bring me more peace than someone just knock, knock, knock.
No.
No, I'm not answering. Guess what? I'm turning the sound off and I'm laying in bed. Not moving.
Oh, gosh. When you're home alone, you just hear, ding dong.
No, a doorbell.
No, it's so terrifying when you're babysitting. I remember like looking at the people and like trying not to
yes.
make any
show
noise.
That you're there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so scary.
Oh, so scary.
Okay, this is my last story. And our last one of the evening. I have the craziest ghost story that happened while I was living in an old college annex. What's an annex house? Annex?
Maybe with, like a sorority house?
Yeah, maybe. With seven other girls. Buckle up because the story and video attached went viral throughout our campus because of how terrifying this is. So our house has been passed down.
An annex home is a contained living space featuring a kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. Which is part
so a home.
Yeah.
Which is part of an existing house. It could be a main property or like a converted barn.
Gotcha.
Or garage.
Yeah.
So our house has been passed down from previous older girls in my sorority, and those girls would also joke about the ghost in the house, and they called the ghost Ruthie. Not sure how they came up with that name. But we unfortunately learned the gender of the ghost to be a man and a very angry man.
Yeah, because you've been calling him Ruthie for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking pissed too.
So you guys are misgendering me. Please stop. I was home alone with only one other girl one night my junior year. She was on the opposite side of the house doing her homework when I decided to clean my room. The closet in my room had a very strange door in the middle of the wall that led to the attic. Ooh, that's terrifying. We never opened the door because it just weirded us out so much. While I was reaching for the light switch to grab cleaning supplies, someone from inside of the attic door banged on the door so hard over and over again that it physically moved my hand. It went like boom, 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 then stopped. Naturally, I screamed my head off and ran over to my roommate's room to tell her someone or something was stuck inside the attic door. We eventually had someone open the door and go up to the attic but didn't find anything. Oh, I forgot to mention, before this happened, I would wake up in the morning to someone double tapping on my shoulder. Nobody was there.
She's like, oh, I just casually forgot to mention that. Yeah, every morning I wake up choked out.
Yeah. My roommates and I were so freaked out. Oh, wait, wait, wait. Nobody was there. This happened a few times, but I didn't think much of it until this happened. I switched rooms and moved downstairs. LOL. My roommates and I were so freaked out that we didn't speak of it until one day, senior year, when my house was throwing a party, someone asked me about it and I told them the story. That night, my roommate who currently lived in that room had a boyfriend who was mocking the ghost, saying, Ruthie, Ruthie, and opening up the attic door to take a Snapchat to send to his friends. In the video, you can hear a man's voice saying, get out. I have chills. He sent the snap to his friends and had them replay it and take a video of the video on their phones. I have to add, till this day, this boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend, still says it was the scariest thing he's ever experienced and denies it being his voice. And it's most definitely not his voice.
All the scary ghosts are always men.
Yeah. They still got a chip on their shoulder. Okay.
Get out. Oh! Not get out.
He's pissed.
Get out right now. It's the end of you. No, that is jail. It's JoJo.
Get out.
Literally jail.
I'm so scared.
Guess what? Attics are not allowed anymore. No. You gotta open those ceilings up. Vaulted ceilings
only. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Pitch that roof.
If there's any room, livable space between me and the roof, jail.
No.
Because guess what? Even if there's not a ghost up there, even if there's not a homeless person up there, it's gonna be critters.
And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
That brings us back to our, that brings us back as a full circle moment. End out this episode.
Thanks for listening to our spooky stories, you guys. We look forward to this episode every year. It's so fun. And Chester and Jasper just might be here to stay. Talk about energies that won't move around much.
Jasper, we're going to become Chester and Jasper in the next life. That's my goal.
That's the scariest thing of all.
I certainly pray not. That's
the spookiest thing of all this season.
Have hair next time.
We're going to be on Tyson's podcast. The Tyrants podcast now. Tyrants. Can't wait.
Yes, if you guys aren't scared enough, tomorrow, Wednesday, it will be going live. And we are going to be talking about things that terrify us. But it won't be all just like spooky stuff. It'll be the real things in life that scare us. Not like witches, ghosts, whatever. It's going to be, you know, we're going to be talking about men. We're going to be talking about whales. We're going to be talking about the true terrifying things of this earth. So Tune on in. Tyrants.
Tomorrow. I can't wait. That'll be so fun. We love the Halloween specials.
Yes. Love spooky
Tracy.
Season.
With Tracy Turnblad.
If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, we're going to, we'll see where this video ends up. We're going to try and post some clips here and there on some different platforms. So go to our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast to follow along. And if you're feeling really nice and generous this spooky season, please leave us a rating and review either on the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app. We would really, really appreciate it. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Ooh. Have a good day.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.